Greetings again, pilgrims, walking through the Old Testament. From around the 10th century BC, and we are walking through the book of 1 Samuel for our daily Bible reading series, Samuel in September. So we began yesterday with episodes 1 and 2, and today we'll have episodes 3 and episode 4, and it's up to you to decide how you want to listen to those and use those in your daily devotions. We are coming to you from our broadcasting studios in Arthur, Illinois. We're here at the Parsonage, the supreme spiritual resort for all those seeking to take the inner journey with us. Amen. Well, the monks are already chanting. They were up early today, getting warmed up. The sandalwood myrrh hand-poured candle is aflame. And the tea, oh, the tea. The tea is half chamomile, half kava. I know what you're thinking. I want some of that. It's very good. Yesterday, we were introduced to Elkanah and his family, who lived in Ramah, remember? And Elkanah had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. And mainly, we heard about Hannah, who was unable to give birth and was reduced to tears and would not even eat, remember? And in episode 2, we heard about her prayer for a son. And not only a prayer, a covenant she made with God. That if she would have a son, that she would dedicate his whole life to the Lord. Which led her back to the temple and back to Eli, the priest. And she informed Eli that she is the woman who several years ago prayed to the Lord in that very place. And the Lord granted her request. And now the child of Hannah will belong to the Lord his whole life. So let's begin episode 3. It's the beginning of chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. And it primarily is this, Hannah's prayer of praise. Have you prayed a prayer of praise lately? I know we've got a prayers of petition that we're pretty good at, right? Things we want, things we hope for, things we desire, the way we see the world. Well, Hannah's going to give us her prayer of praise for all the things God is doing in her life. Have you heard that old saying? What if you woke up today and the only things you had in your life were the things you thanked God for last night? Woo! Okay. Well, that's what Hannah's trying to avoid, that feeling right there. Here we go. Episode 3. Hannah's prayer of praise. Then Hannah prayed. My heart rejoices in the Lord. Oh, how the Lord has blessed me. Now I have an answer for my enemies, as I delight in your deliverance. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. The Lord is a God who knows your deeds. And he will judge you for what you have done. Those who were mighty are mighty no more, and those who were weak are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The barren woman now has 7 children, but the woman with many children will have no more. The Lord brings both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes one poor and another rich. He brings one down and lifts up another. He lifts the poor from the dust. Yes, from a pile of ashes. He treats them like princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his godly ones, but the wicked will perish in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be broken. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives mighty strength to his king. He increases the might of his anointed one. Then Elkanah and Hannah returned home to Ramah without Samuel, and the boy became the Lord's helper, for he assisted Eli, the priest. And thus ends episode 3 of Samuel in September. Hannah's prayer of praise in leaving the baby, Samuel, with Eli the priest. And now we pause to begin episode 4. We move from Hannah's prayer of praise to Eli's wicked sons. This is verses 12 through 26. Chapter 2 in 1 Samuel, verses 12 through 26. Episode 4, Eli's wicked sons. Now, the sons of Eli were scoundrels who had no respect for the Lord or for their duties as priests. Whenever anyone offered a sacrifice, Eli's sons would send over a servant with a three-pronged fork. While the meat of the sacrificed animal was still boiling, the servant would stick the fork into the pot and demand that whatever it brought up be given to Eli's sons. All the Israelites who came to worship at Shiloh were treated this way. Sometimes the servant would come even before the animal's fat had been burned on the altar. He would demand raw meat before it had been boiled so that it could be used for roasting. The man offering the sacrifice might reply, "Take as much as you want, but the fat must first be burned." Then the servant would demand, "No, give it to me now, or I'll take it by force." So the sin of these young men was very serious in the Lord's sight, for they treated the Lord's offerings with contempt. Now Samuel, though only a boy, was the Lord's helper. He wore a linen tunic just like that of a priest. Each year his mother made a small coat for him and brought it to him when she came with her husband for the sacrifice. Before they returned home, Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord give you other children to take the place of this one she gave to the Lord." And the Lord gave Hannah 3 sons and 2 daughters. And meanwhile, Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. Now Eli was very old, but he was aware of what his sons were doing to the people of Israel. He knew, for instance, that his sons were seducing the young women who assisted at the entrance of the tabernacle. And Eli said to them, "I have been hearing reports from the people about the wicked things you are doing. Why do you keep sinning? You must stop, my sons. The reports I hear among the Lord's people are not good. If someone sins against another person, God can mediate for the guilty party. But if someone sins against the Lord, who can intercede?" But Eli's sons wouldn't listen to their father, for the Lord was already planning to put them to death. Meanwhile, as young Samuel grew taller, he also continued to gain favor with the Lord and with the people. And that concludes episode 4 of Samuel in September, an episode called Eli's Wicked Sons. So those are the 2 episodes for today, September 2nd. Hope you enjoy those, and I want to remind you that yes, tonight we are having a Zoom meeting. I've sent out mixed messages at best about this, but have decided right here and now that there will be a link in this email to the Zoom meeting at 7 p.m. tonight, and I hope you can make it. It's a good chance, if you haven't been participating in the Zoom meetings, it's a good chance to start tonight. And we'll talk a lot more about Samuel, and we'll talk about life, and we'll talk about the 10th century BC, and we'll talk about the 21st century right here and now. So be looking for that link in this email. Tomorrow we continue with episodes 5 and 6, but until then, I pray that God is speaking to your heart through these words from the Bible, that the story of 1 Samuel integrates itself with your story and your life, and the things that you read about here are the same things that you're living out in your daily life. I pray God gives you the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the spirit to embrace all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.